So your headphones are down there. And there's a left and a right. The left and right is on the inside of the headphones. It says L and R. There you go. And the nice thing about those headphones is if you don't like where that cord is placed, then all you have to do is unscrew it and then plug it into the other side.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Kim acts like this is the first time she's ever been told that. I swear I've told her twice. This is the third time I've told you.
Okay.
Well, welcome, Rick. It's good. Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you great.
Good. It doesn't, having the headphones on just gives you, it just throws you into that experience, I think.
Yeah.
Gives you power.
Yeah. I've tried to explain that to a few people who I help like organize their podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I can explain it to you all day, but then I get you here and I'm like, put the headphones on. And then now you just jump in and there's no way I can just not wear headphones anymore.
No,
like,
I can't.
I just can't do it.
Yeah. No.
Me neither.
So, Rick, why don't you tell Kimberly and all of our friends listening what you have been doing today? He picked up a stripper, by the way. I was kidding.
No, I went to a Jungle Gyms International Market.
Oh, where
down
at?
In Cincinnati.
The Cincinnati one, yeah. Yeah. I've heard about it, but I've never been there.
Yeah, we've talked about going.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to. It's unique.
Now, I heard that, did you go to the bathroom?
Yes.
I heard that there's like a
What kind thing of question that is that?
Hey, you need to calm down. First of all, this is the beginning of our recording. And if you're going to break the ice, you have to just break the ice and ask how you're going to go to the bathroom.
Oh. Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's got a porta-potty door.
Really?
And you open that up, and then it goes into the regular bathroom, but it looks like a porta-potty from the outside.
That's funny.
And you know, that's smart, too, because if I owned a restaurant or something, I would probably do that so people wouldn't ask to use it. Because no one, there's like a certain level when you have to urinate. And once you reach that threshold is how far you're willing to go, you know? So like for me, if I'm at home, my threshold is low. If I got to go, I just go. But if I'm at like, you know, a nicer restaurant, then I might hold it a little bit longer before I'm like, okay, now I'm getting uncomfortable. I'm going to go. But if I see a porta potty, I'm going to be bursting before I decide I'm going to go use that damn porta potty. And if I know for a fact that porta potty is not cleaned, it's been there for a long time, you know, I might open that thing and be like, well, I don't have to go that bad.
Well, I'm telling you, some of them are not a good time. I'll tell you that. Where was we at when we went into that? Well, you didn't go into the same bathroom. I did. But I'm pretty sure that you guys had one, too. There was a big button on the wall in the bathroom that says, do not push. Do you remember?
I don't remember. I vaguely remember, but I don't remember where we were at.
I'm pretty sure we were in Cleveland when we went up there to watch one of the shows.
Probably.
And we went to a
strip club?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A
vagina wax? You like throwing your hands
escape room.
Oh.
The escape room. Yes. It was the second time we went.
Was it the shady one?
No. It was the other one.
In Cleveland.
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
Yeah.
But there was a button in the bathroom.
There was a huge button in the bathroom that said, do not touch. And me and the other lady that we were with.
You touched that hard, didn't you?
No, the other lady, we're standing there going, but I want to touch it now.
What's the worst that could happen is what I would think.
So I went out and I asked the guy that was standing there, what happens when you push this button? He says, push it and find out.
Oh, that's when we were with Rocks and all of them. Were we in Cleveland?
Were with Ross?
Yeah, it was a meetup, and we had gone to that random ass. Was that in Georgia? I don't remember where we were. It was at a meetup, though.
Hmm.
Yeah, they had, like, we went in.
For some reason, I always think it was Cleveland.
No, I don't think it was Cleveland. No, I think we just went to that one that was in Cleveland, and it was
not, I don't remember. Nice. However, they made us push the button to find out what happened to it.
What happened?
It had a big buzzer. Yeah, it was funny.
I wish it just like sprayed you in the face. I feel like that'd be better.
I wish I knew. Remember where we were.
What town was that? I know.
Remember.
I bet Rox remembers.
She will. She'll remember. She'll listen to this and she'll be yelling at us.
We were meeting people there. I don't remember where that was. It was like a random ass place though in front of like a strip mall.
It was an escape room.
No, I know that. Oh. But it was like in front of a strip mall. I think it was you and I like met a mall there. Were we in Georgia?
Maybe.
I don't remember.
Because I don't remember. The only other place that we've been was Tennessee with her in the last few years.
I mean, I feel like that was when it was. I don't remember.
It could have been in Georgia.
Anyway. Yeah. So you did use the porta potty that was a real bathroom.
Yes.
Now, see, I did like
that. Was it clean?
It was clean.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Good.
And it was a lot more spacious than a more normal porta potty.
Oh, man. Those things are no fun. There's no fun.
So I am planning a murder mystery.
I saw
that.
For Wednesday. It's sold out now, too.
I wish I could go.
So I was there today, like, looking at all the space and everything, because it's in one of the downtown buildings. It's really cool. But I was looking at the bathroom. Since we're on the topic of bathrooms, it reminded me of it. Oh, jeez. And I got a good laugh because there's a sign on the door. And I thought when I first walked by it that it was just a normal bathroom sign, you know, like man, woman, whatever. So I'll read it to you.
Yeah, I can't.
But there's a lot of characters and stuff on it. So there's like person in a wheelchair, there's person in a dress, maybe a naked person. I don't know. It's the man figure. And then there's the half dress, half man figure. And there's an alien lounging, like going, you know, like, hey, how you doing? And it says, whatever, just please wash your hands. And I was like, I feel that in my soul.
Tell me, why did you decide to do that on a Wednesday night?
I mean, I didn't decide to do it. Oh. It's the place putting it on that picked the day and the time.
That talked you into doing it.
Yeah.
Next time it needs to be on a weekend so I can come and go.
Well, first of all, it sold out on a Wednesday evening. And I thought, I'm surprised. Like, I don't normally go to things on a Wednesday evening.
Yeah, the only reason I come up here on a week, not because I worked all day and I'll have to get up and work all day, is because somebody decided to show up.
I know, Rick. It was so nice of you to be here. Yeah,
what are you doing in our neck of the woods anyway?
I am on my way to Boston for the True Crime Podcast Festival.
That's what I told you. That's exactly what I told you.
I didn't remember.
So I made a little time for y'all.
That was very nice of you. That was so nice. So nice. He's just here to see me, and you're just a witness, Kim.
No.
That's so good of you. Mm-mm.
I sent him his blanket that I made him. He sends me a picture yesterday saying his mom stole it. He's not going to get it back.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well.
Especially now after her being there for a week without me being there to
keep it. At that point in time, it's her blanket.
Yeah.
It's hers, for sure.
I picked a really poor time to send it to you because it's hotter than balls out.
Is it real hot in Oklahoma?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been mild this year, but still it's in the 90s.
Now, Rick, why don't you tell Kim about how your town was filmed for a movie?
It was?
Yeah. Well, not my town. The town I work in is...
The town next to your town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Twisters, the new one.
The new...
Yeah.
You know what? I think I remember you talking about
that. Yeah. It was all filmed there.
Yeah.
It was really cool because as it was being filmed, he was like going by taking pictures and videos.
That's funny.
And it's been like a couple years ago. Yeah. And then when I actually went to the theater and watched it, I'm like, oh, I remember him driving by that area. And there were all these like...
It's been out for over a year now, hasn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
It was a really good movie, though.
Yeah.
It was good.
It's hard to follow up on a classic. And Twister is a classic. But they did really good. They first started that scene and that person got sucked up in the... Twister, and I thought, oh, oh boy.
Yeah.
That's like everyone's fear. And
he went to the drive-in to see it.
I did.
Now that would have freaked me out.
You talk about creepy, though, at a drive-in.
So in the original, the drive-in scene, and they pan across in this truck, and there's a guy and a girl in there. The guy was a friend of mine in high school.
Oh, that's really?
Cool. Yeah. He got to go to the premiere and everything in Oklahoma City.
No. Cool. Did you know the town that they did the theater thing in?
Yeah, that's the same town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, that and the trolley. And the trolley actually is used every day.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming they didn't just tear down the theater.
No. And actually, it's like in the middle of town. So in the theater that shows like a wheat field behind it or whatever, there's that's all there's CGI. No wheat field. It's all
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So is the town bigger than how they portray it in the film?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because they, well, I mean, they only show the north side of the city anyway, so it's kind of hard to tell, but yeah.
It just seemed like a very, very small town in the movie.
It's probably 25,000-30,000 people.
Oh, wow.
We need to go down there sometime, Shane.
Yeah, it's on the edge of Oklahoma City.
So you can see these, where the scenes happen? Is that why you want to go down there?
Yeah.
I'm not going down there when there's when it's tornado season.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to do that.
It sucked my ass out real quick.
Disgusting.
Well, we're sitting here talking about the tornado town, and she's like, I want to go there.
I would like to go to Oklahoma. I don't know that I've ever
Are there any cool cemeteries?
Been to Oklahoma.
Yeah. A couple, there's a animal cemetery.
Oh, that's cool.
With canine dogs like and horses, equine.
Is there anybody famous buried around there?
In Oklahoma, there is, but not around that area, really. Mm. Down Hugo is the that's where the circuses used to go in the winter to hang out in between seasons. And so a lot of the performers are buried down there.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Lane Frost, who was a famous bull rider that was killed in Cheyenne in 87.
How was he killed? Buried there.
He was speared by a bull. Mm-hmm. He got bucked off and the bull hit his rib and the rib punctured his heart.
Why was he on a bull?
He was a bull rider.
A bull rider.
Oh. At a rodeo.
Oh, my goodness.
So you know who he was?
No, I don't know who he was, but I knew what he was talking about.
You're over there.
I knew exactly what he was talking about.
So you don't know the person.
No, I didn't know the person.
But you know what he's talking about. You know the story?
No, I knew he was a bull rider. You're like, well, how did that happen?
There was a movie made about him called 8 Seconds.
Oh, yes, there is. I've seen that. Mm-hmm. I've seen that.
I swear. So you do know the story, Kim.
I guess I do. I just didn't realize it.
She gets on my nerves. Gets on my nerves. Mm-hmm.
He begged me to come up today.
Bullshit. I sent you 2 texts.
He's like, please.
I said, ho, you coming? Mm-hmm. You're like, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Garth Brooks wrote a song about it.
Yep.
About the bull?
Well, about the romance between the
man and the bull? Yeah,
well, and the wife.
Okay. It got real weird real quick. What was that song he wrote?
Beaches of Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm. How's it go?
I can't sing.
Well, just tell me the story.
It's not a real story, but they basically fought. And the last thing she told him before he left was, I don't care if you ever come home. So, well, he dies. And then she ends up going into the ocean and disappearing. They never saw her again.
Well, it's a very lovely song. Yeah.
It's a country song.
You would know it if you heard it. You would know it. It's one of his more popular ones.
I'll listen to it when you leave. Yeah, that's a weird way of putting it, though. Yeah. Yeah, man, woman, love each other. He left, never came back, so she walked into the ocean.
No.
Never to be seen again.
Okay.
Kim's a huge Garth Brooks fan. Mm-hmm.
I've seen him in concert 3 times.
Who's the person that you've seen in concert the most? See, she doesn't even know. This is how you know you're a concert hoe.
I think it's probably him.
Garth?
Mm-hmm.
So you've never seen someone more than 3 times? No. Well, you've gone to a bunch of...
Straight No Chaser. Uh-huh. I've seen 10 times.
Look at me. I went with them once.
No, you didn't. You've never been.
Well, that was a Straight No Chaser thing, wasn't it?
No. You've not been to a Straight No Chaser concert.
Oh, so I've never been invited.
You went to a Garth... Or you went to...
It was not Garth.
You and Josh... Are you talking about when you and Josh went? That was Dierks Bentley.
It was at a theater in at Butler. It was me, you, Dave.
That was a stand-up comedy thing.
Oh. Oh, yeah. It was that guy you like, the football player.
Mm-hmm. Pat McAfee.
Pat, yeah. That's right. I forgot. I thought it was a concert. I remember that. I remember vividly.
Do you have any idea who Straight No Chaser is?
I do not.
They're an a cappella group.
Oh, they're really good.
Yeah, they're very good.
Their songs come on all the time at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Kim always goes with our buddy Dave, and they never invite me.
Wow.
Never.
It's because Dave gets to... Actually, I think Dave already has our tickets for the show.
I don't doubt that. And I didn't get one invite. Hey, Shane, you want to come with us? Because we know you're such a good person and you bitch about this such not going every year. Such a whiner. And every year I'm like, you know, if you'd invite me, I would go. But
that's kind of, that's Dave and R's Christmas tradition. We started doing that when, oh my gosh, the first time I seen him was at Ball State at whatever that is.
Emmons,
yeah.
What year? Just give us an estimate.
I don't know.
You're talking about like
14 years? Or 15. Yeah.
14 or 15, like 2014, 2015.
Yeah. I think
so. She's not, they've not been inviting my ass for a long time. That's like 10 years. Hell.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we've been gone 10 years now.
It'll probably be a lot longer too.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well, you know, when she's gone in a couple of years.
A couple of years.
I'll go with Dave. I'll take your place. Will you?
Okay.
I will.
Yeah, see, it won't be much longer.
No, it'll just be a couple more years.
How many times have I told you, this is when we're going to go, if you guys want to go, get your tickets, and we can all go together. But do you? No.
You have not told me this.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell me either.
Tickets. He does not listen to me.
You've never invited me.
No.
I'm so sorry. I will invite you next time.
Now, let me tell you a funny story. So our buddy Dave, who will never listen to this, I say that, maybe one day he will. He'll laugh because he knows this is a true story. But one time when we all worked in hell together, you know, sometimes I see a little scab and I just want to pick at it. And I just keep picking. And there's something about it. I just want to keep picking and picking and picking. And then when you tell me quit picking, I'm like, okay, I'll stop picking. And then I pick it, you know? So the three of us worked late on a certain day of the week.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
It was Thursday.
Was it Thursday?
Late Thursdays. It's either Tuesday or Wednesday.
No, I thought it was Tuesday.
I think it's Thursday. It's either Tuesday or Thursdays. Both days I don't like. But anyway, so our buddy Dave's a real nice guy. Super nice. Someday you'll have to meet him. You're going to be like, oh my gosh, he's so nice. And he is. Well, we all three were working there. We were in a really small group, maybe four or five of us there. Mm-hmm. And we all sit next to each other. We're just working away, you know, talking shit, just as we always do.
As we're
talking
working. Shit.
Yeah. And Dave and Kim start talking about a concert they're going to go to. And it probably was Straight No Chaser. I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember which one it was.
It was in some type of theater, though.
And that's it was a football game. Wasn't it a football game?
It might have been a football. No, I think it was. No. We'll just say that it was a theater because I'm pretty sure it was a theater.
I don't remember that. But anyway,
so they already purchased their tickets. And so I was like, oh, well, I guess I can't go then.
Don't you love when people talk about their plans in front of you
without being invited? No invite, no nothing. Yeah. So I was like, oh.
I'll just go hang out with my real friends then.
Well, first of all, I said, well, I mean, I would have went if I would have got invited, but apparently you guys don't want me to go, so I guess I'll just have to hang out with my real friends. And Dave's like, oh, hold on a minute. They've gone on sale not too long ago. Like, you'll be able to get a ticket. And so I was like, no, Dave, it's okay.
I don't want a pity invite.
No, exactly. I'll just go hang out with some other people. And he's like, all right. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. Well, I guess I don't have any friends anymore because they don't invite me to things. And he's like, Shane, we can get you a ticket. They just went on sale today. And I was like, no, Dave, I'm just joking. I don't need a ticket. And he's like, okay. And I sat there for a minute and I'm like, oh, I'll just hang out this weekend alone because no one wants me to be around them. And he's like, Shane, like at this point in time, he's done with my shit. He's like, I'll be right back, guys. I'll be right back. So he leaves for a moment. He comes back and he's like, okay, Shane, so there's no tickets next to us, but there's some two rows back. I'll buy it for you right now. And I'm like, no, Dave, I'm just giving you a hard time. I don't really want to go. And he's like, all right, if you're sure. And I'm like, no. And he's like, okay, then I'll release these tickets. I'm like, oh, that's fine. Well, I let a minute or two go by. And I was like, I'll just cry at home alone because I don't have friends anymore who want to hang out with me in public. And he's like, Shane, I will buy you this ticket if you just tell me you want to go. And I'm like, Dave, I don't want to go to the theater if I'm going to be sitting by myself. So I was like, I'm just giving you a hard time. I don't want to go.
Well, I'll cash my tickets in. We'll all get tickets together.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, Dave, it's okay. And so I again let a moment go by And our supervisor walks around and she just got back and she sits down and she's like, what's everyone doing? And I'm like, I'm hearing what Dave and Kim are having planned that I didn't get invited to. And I'm just so sad about it. And Dave's like, Shane, I swear I will buy you an effing ticket. And I'm like, Dave, I'm just giving you, I don't want to go. I'm just giving
you. He's like, riled okay, up.
All right. He sits down a minute and I'm like, they'll probably find me in the bathtub because I'm just going to be so depressed because I don't have anything to do this weekend. And by that point in time, I've pushed his buttons too much. And he literally stands up and just starts screaming at me. And I feel like I was channeling Josh at the moment. I pretended like I didn't know what was going on. I'm just like looking at my computer, like pretend like I don't even hear what's going on. And our supervisor is like right here next to us, right? And she has no idea what's happening. She just sees him screaming at me. And I'll never forget when she like yells over him, Dave, take a lap, which I'd have been pissed off at because this place, this is a big ass building. And like, you don't, I'm not taking no effing lap. And she made him walk around this whole building and calm down. And I was like, okay, I've pushed his buttons too much, apparently.
Still, to this day, if that story gets brought up, he is instantly pissed off about it.
Yeah, yeah. Still. And I've never seen him angry like that.
No, he doesn't get angry like that.
Well, one time I almost pushed him over the edge again because I think this was before then.
You were the only one that's ever done that to him.
I know.
I can tell you. I don't know what
it is. It's just so easy. But Dave, real nice guy, like I said. Well, one day he comes into work, and I'm so proud of myself. It was so smart, but I'd be pissed off if someone did it to me.
Oh, now that is funny.
He comes into work one day, and he's like, I don't remember what service he had, and he's like, guys,
I don't remember.
My data is out. I can't even use any more data, and there's no Wi-Fi, right, at our work. So he's like, so I had to shut my data off so I can't use my phone, and we're like, oh, dang, that sucks. And I was like, oh, that means he can't get on Facebook until he gets home. So I was like, well, I'm going to be right back. So I go like to the bathroom or something, and I write on his Facebook wall, and I was like, Dave, I'm so happy for you. This is so exciting.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You're going to be a dad. And I posted it, and it, you know, wrote on his wall. So I come back out, didn't say a word to nobody. About an hour later, one of our buddies sitting with us, he goes on his lunch break, and he comes back. And he turns the corner and he's like, Dave, congratulations, man. Dave's like, for what? He's like, because you're going to be a dad. And Dave's like, I'm going to be a what? And our buddy Mike, wasn't it? Mike
Cecil.
Cecil, yeah, yeah. Cecil. This isn't the guy's last name. Cecil was like, yeah, you're going to be a dad. And Dave is just like, why? He was so confused. And of course, Cecil was, I feel like, more confused. And Cecil's like, I'm pretty sure I saw someone write on your Facebook that you're going to be a dad. And he's like, they did what? You know, he's like freaking out. And I just pretend like I didn't know what was going on. I was like, are you going to be a what? So Cecil like looks at his phone and he's like, yeah, I was saying that right on your wall. And I'm like, I don't know why my phone would do that. That's weird. Dave's like, gosh, dang it, Shane. And he gets up and he leaves and he's like, I'll have to turn my phone back on.
The same reason I don't know how my Facebook gets stupid stuff put on it either.
Well, that's just because you're stupid and you leave me access to it. And also, I feel like that's the only time her Facebook is entertaining. Is change her status to something.
The only time I ever get on there anymore is to look at my crochet sites.
So are all of your Facebook ads just crochet crap? Mm-hmm. I believe that. Yeah. I believe we're on two different parts of ads. Two different parts. So today, you told us that you brought us a mystery of some kind.
I did.
What type of mystery is it? Am I going to like it?
Yes.
Is it Kim's murder?
No.
I don't like it as much.
Yeah. I didn't say it was perfect.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's fair. There's no perfect murder. Yeah.
I have a girl that sits next to me at work, and I'm all the time sending him a text going, I'm going to kill her. I'm going to kill her. She's not going to make it through the day. I'm going to kill her. And he always says, well, just make sure you record it so that I can use it for a podcast.
When you go to prison, I'm going to make a show out of it.
Don't be so selfish about it.
Although, this is the difference between Kim and I. For her, she will say something like that in a text message. I would never. Because the moment that that person disappears, you become prime suspect number one because they're going to be looking at you and then you suddenly have all these text messages.
Yeah, but you're my bestest friend in the whole wide world. We've known each other forever. You would never throw me under the bus.
I'd be the first person with the effing. You could have been with me. I'd be your alibi. And I'd be like, look, she said all these texts to me, all these text messages. You got to put her ass in jail. She probably did it. And they'd be like, ma'am, where were you during this time and this time? I was with Shane in Cleveland. Officer, I was not in Cleveland. I've never seen that woman before in my life. She just keeps blowing up my phone. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Yeah. So it's a murder. Whose murder? Yeah. Whose murder are we talking?
Katie DeWitt James.
Oh, I don't know who this is.
Yes. It happened in 1905. So it's a little old.
It is a minute.
It's old.
Yeah. It was actually 2 years before Oklahoma became a state. So it was an Indian territory.
I didn't even realize Oklahoma wasn't a state in that period of time. Boy, you guys are new to the Union.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, she was a 29-year-old mother with a little baby, Lula, 14-month-old.
Oh, that's a good
Lula.
Name.
Yeah. Lula Bell.
Lula Bell. Yeah. Shut up.
Yep. Sounds like a cow's name.
My grandma Barb, who we talk about on the show all the time, her sister was Ludabelle. Mm. I don't know. I've never heard someone by that name. And the way that you just said that. Yeah. I mean, it's not Ludabelle, but it's Lunabelle. And that's like right there. It's
close. Mm-hmm. But so Katie was married. And that's her last name was James. But her maiden name was DeWitt. So that's why it's DeWitt James. Mm. She was divorcing her husband, Martin, due to abuse is what she filed for.
Dog.
So the day after she filed, she went to visit her cousins in Northeast Oklahoma. She lived in Western Oklahoma. And so it's kind of tough figuring out exactly where she started. Her dad lives in Fort Supply, which is in Northwest Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. But she was supposed to board a train in Custer City, which is right off 540 in Western, just straight Western Oklahoma. Well, instead of boarding that train, she ended up meeting up with a lady by the name of Fanny Norton, or Mrs. Ham. Fanny was known to be a sex worker. And so instead of boarding the train,
she was using her fanny for things she wasn't supposed to be doing.
They ended up staying at Fanny's brother-in-law's house.
Yeah.
In Clinton, which is about 10 miles west of Custer City. Well, the next morning, Fanny, Katie, and Lula Bell got in a buggy and took off.
Okay.
Well, she came back a while later just by herself. Mm. Just Fanny. No baby, no Katie. Mm. Didn't say nothing. She boarded a train to Shawnee, which is on the east side of the state, or the territory at the time. Katie's dad, after having heard from her in a couple weeks, got suspicious, started looking into it, talked to the Oklahoma City Police, which is where she should have been in that area, and they said, well, you need to hire a detective. Mm-hmm. So we hired an Oklahoma City detective. That detective ended up finding out that they were seen northeast of Weatherford going that direction, but only Fanny was seen coming back, and that she had Lula Bell and gave it to a farm boy to give to his parents and had blood all over its clothes, but it was all right. Then the detective found Fanny in Shawnee. This originally taking place on, like I said, July 8th is when they took off in the buggy. Mm-hmm. July 28th is when he found Fanny. Well, he interviewed her. She denied it, everything, but he still arrested her because she had Lula Bell, stuff like that. At noon, he arrested her on July 28th. At 3 p.m. She has to go to the bathroom. You know,
I'm so pissed right now because you're not even reading off a piece of paper. You're just like pulling off these dates, times off your ass.
I can't remember shit.
I hate you.
But 3 p.m., she has to use the restroom. Well, she had poison hidden, and she poisoned herself and died.
Oh, man.
So
women are poisoners. Yeah.
Before she died, what they talked about gave them enough belief that she was involved. And, I mean, it's suspicious anyways.
Yeah, for sure.
But anyway, so another month goes by, August 31st. A guy goes fishing northeast of Weatherford and finds the body. Mm. And the skull is detached from the body by like 5 feet.
Ooh.
And has a bullet wound in the head.
Oops.
And then there's a 38 caliber.
That's probably what killed them.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I'm not.
I mean,
Oklahoma State police officer, but I could be.
It could be the decapitation.
It could. Yeah, one of them. I bet one of them did it.
Well, one of the stories
actually, doesn't sound natural. Yeah. You don't naturally get decapitated, and then a bullet gets found in your head. Yeah.
Well, actually, one of the rumors is that when they killed her, they decapitated her, and the farm boy that took Lulabelle actually happened upon them killing her. And to keep him quiet, they made him shoot her. And that's where the bullet came from.
Mm.
That's just a rumor. Never been founded. But anyways, so they found the body. It's still unsolved. But she was found by a bridge. They call it Dead Woman's Bridge or Dead Woman's Crossing.
Why?
Because they found it.
That's where they found the body, you dork.
But even on Google Maps, if you go, it'll say Dead Woman's Crossing on it.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. The original wooden bridge is gone, and they built a concrete one near there. And it's supposedly paranormal stuff happens.
Mm.
So, and this is where I got to read.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Okay.
So,
I guess we'll forgive you.
Because I can't remember exactly. Paranormal investigators have actually recorded EVPs with phrases like, "What are you doing? Leave now or else." They've also seen orbs and mists and smells of odors. Of course, there's hearing babies cry, wagon wheels rattling, and a woman weeping. The funny thing is they say it was they hear it under the bridge, but it's not the bridge isn't in the same spot that the original wooden bridge was, where she was found. It's like, you know, 100 yards away. So, I mean, it's close, but still it's...
Yeah, that is. Yeah. It's a good point, but I mean, I guess it's according to if you're feeling like a spirit would come back and haunt an area, you know, are they defined to a certain space? We have no idea. And if they weren't, I mean, if it was me, I would just go to the bridge because that's how I would connect myself to that area. It wouldn't be that specific spot. It'd be...
Yeah.
However it looks now.
Yeah. The other sad ending to it is, I'd say, I guess, not necessarily sad, but it's, I would think, unfortunate because she was trying to divorce him, that Martin, the dad, got full custody and her inheritance.
Mm.
So.
Well, suspect number one. Yeah.
Right.
But.
Who had something to gain?
That's sad.
You know, I'm really surprised that he just didn't have her admitted into a psych facility.
Yeah, that's what a lot of
men.
Happened.
That's what a lot of men did when they were leaving their wife.
I don't think he had time.
Maybe
so, because I mean, she filed, and then the next day she left.
Yeah,
and so
that's true.
If it was him, he was chasing her. And
well, you have to think. I'm assuming. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm assuming that she was not sexually assaulted. Or did they know? Was she skeletonized?
Yeah, I mean,
so
it was decomposed.
Know.
I mean, it was almost 2 months in the summer in July.
Oh, yeah.
So you're looking at 100 degree weather. So
they probably couldn't tell then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that'd be the only other thing, you know,
yeah.
is if she was sexually assaulted, then it'd be a predator like that. But
would they even have been able to tell back then anyway? Did they have ways of telling that kind of stuff back then?
Yeah. you find some semen. Then you're like, oh yeah, I bet they were sexually assaulted, Kim. Punch it. I mean, they didn't do DNA, if that's what you're asking. That's why I'm saying if it wasn't like too long.
Yeah. I get it. I got you.
You can physically see semen, Kim.
Oh, really?
You can, yeah. It's been so long. I know. Hey, won't you show her? Shut up. Why don't you just show her?
Shut up. God. He's horrible. Ridiculous.
Well, that was a good story.
It makes you wonder if he abused the baby. He was abusive.
I don't know. But, I mean, in all reality, we don't know. We don't know if that was true. However, if he's to the point to where he could kill her, I mean, I think what really the red flag is for me is that here she is leaving her husband in a time when that was not acceptable, taking the child at a time when that would not have been acceptable. And if she is accusing him of being abusive, then that is right up his alley to then just kill her and get what he wants. So, I mean, for me, that's quickest answer, and that's where this is leading. And then also, I feel like the whole bullet decapitation thing, unless it's a serial killer who is just enjoying doing these things, like, it would tell me that this person had a lot of anger, you know.
I mean, it also could be that she was shot and killed and then animals scavenged.
For sure.
You know, so for sure. That's how it separated, because it was decomposed so much.
Yeah. And I bet that is the case, because typically, if there are human remains that have skeletonized, the head will not be found near it. And it's always the first thing the animals take. In fact, when we were at crime camp, Cheryl confirmed that. And I think there's some of the other forensic scientists out there.
I think so.
Because we had a mock crime scene, and then in some of them, the head wasn't put there. And they mentioned that it's because that's typically the first thing the animals get to, and then they take it.
Well, you missed a good time.
Oh,
crime camp was so much good. Fun.
I would do that again in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. That was fun. I did like it. It was very enjoyable. What I thought was cool is like how much you learned. Like, I never would have signed up for something had I known what all I was doing. But I'm glad that I did it, and I would do it again. Like the whole maggots thing. We had to go out to a pig and get maggots. And you tell me that's what I was smelling in there the day before when the other team was working on that. I don't know if I'd have shown up that day, but it was definitely worth it. Yeah. And I feel like I learned a lot, because even yesterday I was watching a crime show and they had talked about using bug activity to data. And I'm like, ooh, I know how that's done now.
Yeah, I was.
I know how that's done.
I've texted you before on something that I've seen and thought, oh, we learned this at crime camp.
And then they'd be like, yeah, they had to use maggots. And I'm like, you look at its butthole. You have to see how many stars on its butthole to tell how old it is.
I have a nice video of Shane if you'd like to see it.
Yeah. You better be careful. Payback is a bitch, Kim. It is a bitch.
He won't even look at it. I don't know why.
Your butthole?
No, the video of the pig's butthole and you playing in it.
That's because she refused to collect.
It was all I could do not to puke.
Well, me too. It wasn't. I was not enjoying the smell.
Yeah, the smell was real bad.
It was raunchy. It was raunchy.
I have a question for y'all.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
What is worse than two women running with scissors?
Me running with scissors.
Two women scissoring with the runs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know I've heard this before. Are you thinking about it?
Well, I mean, I feel like the only thing that would happen is that someone would get a yeast infection.
I mean, I wouldn't have to worry about it.
But if two people are running with scissors, then you're likely to get hurt. That will hurt. I mean, a yeast infection I'm sure hurts too. I've never had one.
I don't feel good.
Either way, it would be messy.
It would be messy. It'd be extremely messy. You know, I just don't want either of them at this point at all. But I feel like there's more money to be had if you film one of them versus the other. No one wants to see
a video
of two women running with scissors. But there are people who will pay to see the other one.
Especially if you add a cup.
Oh, that's true, too.
Yeah, I feel like everyone at some point in their life, when you're at a certain age, you have watched the video.
I have not watched the video. However, I do know what it is.
I remember watching it a long time ago when it was first like coming out, and you had to find it through a porn site. Initially, when I first watched it, I don't think that it was. I think that you could just go to like YouTube or something. But then they removed it, and then the only way you could find it was going to a porn site.
It's nasty.
I only watched the first like second of it.
I wouldn't even watch that.
Well, at first it looks like chocolate ice cream.
Gross.
And then you realize it's not.
I will never, ever eat chocolate ice cream again. Thank you so much.
She says that. She'll probably stop for ice cream on the way home.
I will, but it'll be vanilla.
Just make sure it's not soft serve.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's my favorite.
But it will be vanilla, whenever I see scissors, I'll just think of you both from now on. Oh, look, there's scissors.
Whatever.
Don't run with it.
How excited are you to go to Boston?
I'm really excited.
Are you? So you're going to meet our friends, Ellie and
Jess.
She's going too.
Jess Rob. Is going?
Good. Robin. Oh, Robin. Good.
Yeah.
Did you decide if you're going to go to CrimeCon?
Yeah, I'm going to CrimeCon.
Good.
I was going to say, good. You better be at CrimeCon.
Did you hear the news?
Yes. And there's a big push I've seen that Basement Rick should be on the podcast as well.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah. There's. I mean, everybody's liking everyone. That.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've gotten riots. Yeah. I mean, people have just been riding in left and right, and they're like, "If he's not on there, I'm throwing scissors at you." Yeah. No, I get it. Well,
Kim
is just tickled to death because this is her first year that she's going to be a speaker, and she is just so excited.
Now I'm very excited. However, when it comes to time, I'll be sitting there going, "Oh my god, what the hell did I do?"
No, she'll be high on some gummies.
Probably.
Yeah. She'll be giggling. Guess what, Jane? What? We're gonna go on the stage and we're gonna talk. I'll be like, "Gosh, dang it, Kim." It's supposed to be all giggles.
No, I will not do that. I will not do that before. I may do that after, but I will not do it before.
That's what she says. But I'm excited because Cheryl's joining us. Did you know this?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Mac. Yeah, she's going to be joining the three of us. So I think it's going to be a fun conversation.
Oh, yeah.
I bet we're going to talk about some maggot butthole, and we're going to talk about maybe I'll tell the scissor joke. Probably not.
Probably not.
I don't want to get too canceled. But what I think's fun is that I feel like we might be the first podcast at CrimeCon that is not really crime. I mean, we talk about crime, but we laugh about it. We just try not to be too serious, you know? Yeah. And I like it because the whole reason why I enjoy doing it so much is because it's not that deep, dark crime that I feel like you can just lose faith in humanity very quickly.
Yeah.
You know, we all just need a good laugh. And so I'm just treating it. And if anyone asks about it at CrimeCon, this is what I'll say, that it's just a palate cleanser. You know, you're going to be here all weekend watching all this crime, and at some point in time, it can get a little much, you know, and you just need something different just to clean your palate. And we're going to clean your palate.
You'll have to show Rick the thing that you wrote.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that. Before you leave, I'll send it to you. I wrote a real nice thing, and I refer to Kim as Kimberly Barn Dollar Morrow, which she was not happy about.
No, she was not.
Didn't I also say that you didn't have talent? Oh, I said she's always looking for a sugar daddy online. That's what I said. It was real clever. I was proud of myself.
It was pretty clever. I did not enjoy the Barn Dollar part.
But. Well, at first I put Kimberly Producer Morrow or Producer Kim. I remember. Then I was like, that's so not fun.
No, it is.
And Barn Dollar, people will just think that, first off, no one will ever imagine that is someone's real maiden name. They're going to be like, I feel like there's a story behind that. I want to hear it. So I'm excited.
And you're going to tell it, aren't you?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. I like telling stories.
If Basement Rick's really nice, I'll let him go.
You'll what?
I'll let him go
to
CrimeCon.
Well,
I'll let him out.
He's going. Oh, I got what you're saying.
I'll let him out of the basement long enough to go.
Well, maybe I'll see you there, Rick. It's so nice of you, Kim, to let him out for today again. Yeah. Every once in a while, she lets you out.
I have a good streak every now and then.
Yeah.
I am very nice to the guys in the basement.
as long as they keep feeling that salt.
Exactly. I need to check that too. You may have some work to do when you get back.
I thought we were going to say something. I was leaving it to him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. Mm.
I was just seeing how long of a pause we could get.
Oh. Well, we could wait for a while.
Yeah, probably.
What's with your bag?
Got some surprises in there.
You do? You have surprises?
Did you bring Kim a man? I almost said, did you bring a man to Kim? I mean, either way, she'll take it.
Ridiculous.
She hopes it's a mouthful.
Well, you went to Reba's place?
Where's Reba's place?
In Atoka.
Atoka?
Oklahoma, yeah. So, the funny story behind that is, I took a vacation a couple weeks ago, a month ago, something like that. And no real big plans, you know, just kind of do little day trips and stuff.
Yeah.
And down in Atoka, near there, there's a Beaver Bend State Park. Really nice.
Beaver Bend?
Yeah.
I knew he would not let that go.
I know.
I can't help it.
And that's a nice little lake and everything, but I hadn't been. They have nice cabins down there, and I want to rent sometime.
Wet. It's probably wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When Kim's beaver bends over, it's normally wet. Weird smell, too, I'm sure. Yeah, it smells like mold.
But I wanted to go down there and kind of visit that area.
Yeah, well, Beaver Bend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Reba's place is right by there.
Oh, like, she's by Beaver Bend.
Yeah.
Well, that's ideal. I put that in my bag. Turn left at Beaver Bend.
And so I was like, oh, I'll go down there.
Yeah.
Well, I was talking to Kim, and she's like, you better not go without me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't tell her I was going to Reba's place. Mm. And I was like, oh, well. So I got some stuff, and took some pictures. I was going to send the pictures. And then she tells me about my quilt. I was like, I better get that in my hands before I tell her this.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't send the pictures. So, yeah.
So now you'll have to send them to me now that you've got it.
That's true.
But
that is if your mom will love you out of that.
But, yeah, and then also I got some stuff at the market today that we can try.
Oh, well, let's try it.
Most of it's those Pocky sticks again, just different flavors. Like
Yeah.
My ex-husband's mom used to love those.
But.
Well, what are we waiting for? Whip it out.
Oh, man.
How are you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
When Josh isn't here, I just feel all feisty. Someone has to fill in.
Somebody has to fill his shoes, don't they?
I also got...
Oh, those are cool. Little doggy snacks.
Ruby, Betty, Bly, and Ziggy.
Aww.
Each can have an Oreo.
Nice.
That is cute. They're going to just be tickled to death.
Oh, man, what flavors did you get?
Good Lord.
So this first one's durian flavor. It's a fruit.
Durian?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's like a little stick thing. A pock? P-O-C-K? Mm-hmm. Or a pocky?
Pocky.
Yeah, didn't you and Josh do these?
No, we haven't done the pocky ones.
I don't remember doing a pocky.
I know Josh has talked about pocky ones, but
I thought I just listened to the one y'all put out the other day.
Oh, maybe we did.
And I thought they had chocolate on that one though. But
yeah, Josh and I did something. It smells weird. Don't smell it. Oh, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Is it?
That's weird.
It tastes like butthole. Let me put the rest of it on. No, I wouldn't even have one. I wouldn't have another one. What flavor was that?
I don't think it's that bad.
It's durian. It's a fruit that smells nasty, and most people think tastes nasty.
I don't think it's that bad.
Oh, it tastes like B.O.
Yeah, that's what it smells like in original form.
Oh, who puts that? Oh,
it's a.
I don't think it's that bad. However, I do want the flavor out.
When you breathe, I feel like it just keeps getting worse. I don't trust you at this point. What the hell is
this? This one's double rich matcha.
I like matcha.
Yeah.
Isn't matcha hot?
No, it's like tea.
Oh.
I'll give you one, Kim. Oh, that one was disgusting. I hate you.
I had to get you on one of them.
Mm. Yeah, this one's good. Mm. It's matcha. I like matcha.
I guess I'm not a fan of matcha.
But the butthole one, you are okay with.
It's okay, but it's not something that I would eat all the time.
What's weird is I feel like it tastes as if I'm drinking matcha.
Yeah.
Almond crush.
Ooh. Now we're talking. I feel like that didn't have much of a taste.
Oh, I just burped that BO. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that one's real good. Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Oh, yeah.
I figured I'd give you the bad one first.
Mm. You get the flavor out of her. Yeah, I do like this one.
Mm-hmm. That one's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
One more.
If it's BO, I'm not eating it. I wouldn't even have the other one.
I don't know if you noticed, but I didn't try the durian one myself.
I noticed that.
Why not?
Have you ever tried one?
No.
Just taste it.
I mean, I will.
Not that bad.
Here you go, Pam. Hold on a minute. I'm not putting this in my mouth until you tell me what this is, because this is like Japanese. A rice cracker.
Yeah, that's what I know.
A rice cracker?
Yeah. I think it's seaweed.
Like, well, it doesn't sound pepper. Great.
It kind of tastes like.
Kind of tastes like. Nope. Kind of like rice cake.
A rice cake or a corn nut, maybe.
I'd rather eat the dog snack.
Not that bad.
Hey, you're going to put the other one in your mouth.
Oh.
That one was almost worse as the first one.
No, it's not that bad.
Oh,
it was just okay.
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Yeah, let's see what he kind of thinks about it.
Oh, you shouldn't have smelled it.
That makes it even worse. It.
I feel like this is.
I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, I don't think as bad as you think it is.
Keep
eating. I didn't think so.
And then
I didn't think it was that bad.
Just let it linger for a while. I feel like it got worse.
The more it sat there?
Yeah, because I feel like after I ate it, it just, as I'm breathing, it was just like lingering. And then I burped it up and I'm like, ooh. Is it growing on you?
It's not that bad.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's not getting worse. Well, let's give it a minute.
Not yet.
Let's give it a minute. But you have to also understand that when I ate that, I thought it was like a vanilla chocolate. And I thought when I smelled it, well, that smells weird.
Why would you have thought that was a vanilla chocolate?
I wouldn't think.
Wasn't it green?
Would bring something to me that would taste like butthole.
Oh.
No, it was just.
It tastes like someone doesn't wash their butt, doesn't it?
I want to know what that tastes like.
Hear what I'm saying, Kim. It tastes like someone doesn't. It's the smell of someone who doesn't wash their butt.
That's not what you said, though.
That's what I'm saying. It tastes like the smell of someone who doesn't wash their butt.
I swear.
You probably never smelled that because normally people who smell, they can't smell it on them. But every time I'm around you, Kim, when we are out walking, I'm just like, boy, I smell butthole.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still okay with you?
Yep.
You know?
I think also I had those other ones first. That might have helped.
That's probably.
Yeah, that could have been.
I don't. I could. At least I finished that one. Yeah. I can't finish that rice cake bullshit. That's disgusting.
You're ridiculous.
It's like a styrofoam.
Tastes like a rice
cake. That tastes awful. I've tasted rice cake.
It's that consistency.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
A rice cake?
Yeah.
What kind of rice cake are you eating? That thing is hard. That thing reminds me of those little.
And you don't think rice cakes are crunchy? Things.
They are, but that is styrofoam. This stuff reminds me of, you know how you can buy that stuff to fill in holes and walls and whatever, like that foam? That's what it reminds me of. You know how like it just gets big and like crusty and orange? That's what it looks just like it.
Yeah.
I feel like someone's just like, oh, what can we use all this stuff for? Because we have so much. Let's put some seaweed in it and give it to the Cincinnati store so people can bring it to
I wouldn't know why you Indiana. Went all the way to Cincinnati and then all the way back up here. That's kind of out of your way.
It was just one.
I wanted to buy some BO candy.
Yeah, I'm staying in Indianapolis. Mm. So that's kind of like halfway, actually.
You know what you should have done? And I would have done this before I'd even consider coming to see Kim and I. I would have gone to the home of, oh my God, her first name just escaped me. It's the actress that plays in White Christmas.
I've seen that maybe once or twice.
She is the aunt to...
Oh, Rosemary Clooney.
Yes, Rosemary Clooney. She lived, her hometown was on the outskirts of Cincinnati into Kentucky. I would go there. She's buried there.
Yeah.
Her home is a museum now. I've told you this, Kim. You looked at me like it was the first time you ever heard it.
No, I knew you have.
She still hasn't brought me. It's not that far from her house. She hasn't lived far from Cincinnati.
2 hours.
It's not far. It's a day trip. It's an afternoon trip.
I mean, we've done it before.
Yeah, just not to there.
We went down there and ended up coming back with COVID.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to get COVID again.
I think we got the COVID in the office. I don't think we got it down there.
Probably.
Because that Andy had it when we had it.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yep.
I did stop at Casey, Illinois.
Did you? Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun place. I liked it.
It is. When did you stop there?
Actually, it was my last trip here. It wasn't this time. But I passed it this time. Thought about it.
I hear that noise again.
And why? There it goes. I'm telling you, there's ghosts in here. Yes, when we were recording on Saturday, we kept hearing it, hearing some noise.
This is good. This coffee is really good.
I tasted yours. It wasn't too bad. Yeah, I didn't get Rick one.
Somebody came with just two cups with three people here.
You can have a taste of mine if you wish.
She'll give you a sip.
No, I don't want a sympathy sip.
A sympathy sip? She'll give you the whole sip. No, I sent Kim and Rick a text message on their way here, and I said, last one here has to eat the other one's butthole. Kim, who is the last one here?
I would have made it first if I had this time to get coffee.
Bend over, Rick. Mama hungry. She need a little snacky snack.
Ridiculous.
She had to figure it out. Excuse to be late.
That's right, yeah.
Why does she your did. Car plate she took have a long California on it?
Because it's rental.
Oh.
Yeah, when you get a rental cam, they can have any state.
Well, I didn't know it was a rental. Rent them.
Which is perfect, because now I can drive like an asshole, and then they're like, oh, those damn Californians.
Right.
Yeah, that's
true. That's true. Yeah. Everyone hates you here. Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna drive to Colorado?
Yeah.
So will we.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told Shane that I was going to send your blanket when I got it done. He says, you mean you're not going to keep it for Crime Con and give it to him then? And I said, well, I don't know if he's driving or if he's flying. If he's flying, I don't want to take that chance and him not having enough room to put it in.
Well, I mean, he could have just thrown some of his clothes out.
That's true. He could have.
Have you ever done that?
Mm-mm.
Have you? I have. Mm-hmm. I have bought like books and stuff. And I'm like, well, now what am I, how am I getting this shit back? And I'm like, well, I'm just going to get rid of those pants. I actually left a whole suitcase once. Not full of stuff, but the suitcase broke like on the flight. This was Orlando, I think. Mm. And so I just ordered a new one like on Amazon, and it was delivered to the hotel. And so I left it. It was a big one too. Yeah, I was so pissed though, because I don't know if you've ever had a suitcase break at the airport. That it's hard as shit, like trying to haul it around.
What happened to it? How did it break?
It got beat up in the baggage handling place. And so I went to go get it off the thing, and the whole back end of it, like broke the, it was like one of those real big.
It wasn't the one that I gave you, was it?
It might have been. No, it was bigger. Mm. I had it for a long time. It was like the Jeep brand or whatever. Mm. I've had it for a long time. But it was a really big one. And I think that it was just thrown around just right. And it ended up busting the frame in the back. So I picked it up. And when it's so heavy and so big like that, if the frame's busted, all it wants to do, like you, it doesn't stand up. All it wants to do is go into a circle. So when you're like, you have to have it back on two wheels and it doesn't want to go straight. And it's like, so I mean, I was just in a shitty mood. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm not bringing this back.
I'm glad I didn't go with you that time.
Well, I thought I'd play a little prank on the, I'm so awful, I shouldn't talk about this. But because I left it in the room, right? So I'm like, you know, I'm going to.
Put a body in there.
Well, I didn't have a spare one. We just put a body in there. But I did shove it full with some of the blankets and pillows and stuff and like hit it underneath the bed a little bit.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
I'm like, ooh, they're going to. Someone left a suitcase. There's some stuff in it. What's in it? Yeah. Well, thanks, Rick, for coming to visit us.
Absolutely.
I'm real excited that we're going to hang out before you head all the way back over. But I'm excited to see you again in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a good time.
I'm very excited. Don't forget your bikini. Yeah. They've got a big old lazy river.
Kim's going to let you swim in it.
The lazy river.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get in the lazy river.
She'll let you touch her beaver band.
Very excited.
That is the worst.
Did you guys end up going to, what's that hotel? The hotel that we were talking about.
The Stanley.
Oh, the Stanley. Did you end up going there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sad. I really want to go. I think we should leave early and go.
We can do whatever you want, Kim. I'm just going to show up.
I just want to go. I really want to go. Did you go on tour? Did they have a tour? Did you like the tour?
Yeah, it was really good. And we actually went the day that Shelley Winters died.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And who was she?
Shelley Duvall. She was the actress in
That's right.
The movie.
The movie.
The Shining.
The Shining.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to go.
Well, we might go. We don't know. I'm waiting. Kim will just tell me when to be packed. I'll pack the night before or the morning of.
That's I told you we can leave anytime after I get off work on Friday.
All right, Kim.
Preferably Saturday because I'd still have to take Dave home, load all my stuff up, and come back up here. So it would be late before I ever got up here on Friday.
You should tell Dave that he could have come, but I didn't get him a ticket.
I'm sure he would be happy with that.
Yeah. Ridiculous. All right. Well, thanks for stopping by, Rick. And we hope that you guys enjoyed this little special episode with our buddy Rick.
Now get back in the basement.
Yeah, get back in there. And next time you come here, don't you bring in any food that tastes like bullshit. That's awful. That is awful. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Not that bad.
It was bad.
You're a whiner.
It was worth a try.
Well, I wouldn't eat the other two again.
At least I didn't bring just that.
Yeah, that's true.
I did bring something that was good.
I knew that would be bad enough, so I followed it up with something good.
Right. Get the flavor out of your mouth. All right, guys. Well, we'll catch you guys later.
Bye.